Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lee, I've been telling you and everyone who will listen... that all the power Iran has to terrorize the Strait is power Trump wants them to have and has allowed them to have. I've played the clip over and over and over again with Trump admitting, yeah, I only took out 70% of their capability. I let them have the other 30%. Why is the key answer? And you can see the evidence of that overnight and really over the last week. And I point this out every time it happens. Iran will fire missiles at our, you know, our service members, our bases, airports, things like that. And then we'll go retaliate. And the retaliation story always goes like this. Oh, we blew up a radar center that they used to target the missiles. Why do they have a radar center again? Why? You use them to fire ballistic missiles. Those could do catastrophic damage. Why do we let them have that? And it happened yesterday. Again, CBS News. In an interview, Trump told Fox News' Trey Yinks that 49 Tomahawk missiles struck targets inside Iran, so those are ours, some of them within 40 miles of Tehran, and U.S. fighter jets struck, here we go again, radar and air defense systems in southwestern Iran. Why do they have radar and air defense systems? Israel striking not one, but two IRGC military operations bunkers. We still don't know how many died in that. I hope quite a few. Why do they have that stuff? This is what's been driving General Jack Keane almost insane on Fox News. He keeps saying, finish it, finish it, finish it. Please finish it, finish it, finish it, finish it. He has left them armed, Lee, and there's a reason for that. It's obvious. I mean, you look at the facts on the ground. Whatever the reason is, and he hasn't announced it, factually speaking, you cannot dispute it. He didn't just leave the third or fourth tier of the Iranian leadership, the murderous, insane Iranian leadership in power. He left them weapons because he wants them to have them. Now the answer is what, you know, the answer to the question is why, and that's what's going to be very interesting.
And you don't have that.
No, you don't.
Okay, I thought you had that.
No, I mean, I have a theory.
Yes.
And it's just a theory.
Right.
I think I'm going to get pretty close. And it's the fact that right now, for the first time in a long time, our country almost never runs flat out in terms of we are producing every last barrel of oil that we could conceivably do. There's usually almost always a market pullback, and it usually comes from, you know, people who are doing the math and like, okay, we're not going to pull all the oil we can out of the ground right now because we can't sell it for what we could sell it for later. I mean, there's all those calculations that are made. We are running flat out right now, and we're selling three different varieties of stuff to people whose cargo tankers used to go through the Strait. We are selling our refined oil, both kinds, viscous and light sweet. We're selling the unrefined oil, and then they are bringing us their unrefined oil, and we are refining it for them. Again, in terms of cargo tankers used to go through the Strait. That's billions of dollars. And the only thing I can think of that makes any sense is Trump is trying to establish these as permanent supply chains. In other words, don't even go through the Strait anymore. Deal with us. And if you just saw what he just did with coal, and coal, it was a huge deal what he just did with coal, $700 million government dollars. I normally hate this kind of thing to be pumped into an industry. I don't. But there was a national security reason to do it, and that's because Obama and Biden systematically shut down our coal for, it turns out, no reason, since the catastrophic effects of climate change were always fake. The IPCC admitted that. We never even studied them. We don't know. We just made that up. Okay, so we're done here. Barack Obama took 28% of the energy supply we had and took it off grid. And that was cheap, clean coal. Best, cheapest supply there is if you are in a manufacturing and tech war with China. You need it. You need it badly. So what we did was shut our perfectly good coal plants. Trump's trying to bring them back online as fast as possible to replace that capacity, get those costs down. Okay. But what do you do if you want to make somebody? Okay, so he really needs to do that for refining, because those refineries were shutting down Biden era. China was taking the oil, the Venezuelan oil. We're taking their oil now. We're refining it on the Gulf. We've got to get those facilities up and running. Where do you get billions of dollars pumped into the system to expand capacity? Well, you can get it from the federal government and print the money, or you can let Iran run around the Strait shooting off little gunboats using radar to launch ballistic missiles, because you need to do the targeting. And you could just wink, wink, nod, nod, let them run around.
So it looks like they still have some power, but yet you've still got the oil flowing in a clandestine way.
Right. And the largest portion of those cargo ships, because don't forget there were 2,000 that have been sitting there. Yeah. There's a lot, right? So he says, you know, we run 22 through last night. Yeah, it's cool. But those, I think those are the desperation cases where they're calling the White House going, dude, please help us. When he says, oh, yeah, we secretly ran 100 million barrels through. Okay, that's awesome. And he's right. That has kept oil prices down some. But how much is 100 million barrels? One day of world supply.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
To put it another way, Shell said, the CEO said, we are down a billion barrels since the beginning of this that would have flown through, you know, would have gone through and you know, would have. So, you know, it's only 10%. It's something. But I think those are the desperation cases. Right. So as long as Iran is terrorizing the strait, you're going to have still what looks like basically 90% of the flow is not. Where is it going? It's going to us. It's also an absolute slap across the face of the Europeans. Because what has Trump been trying to do for a long time? Get them to buy all their stuff from us.
Exactly.
And that doesn't even count natural gas because never. Don't forget 14% of their natural gas goes through the strait too.
Yeah.
You certainly don't want that blowing up in transit, right?
No. That'll leave a mark.
Because think about what we're hearing. I mean, just some other news. Iranian gunboats are menacing. Come on. You've seen what we've done in the Caribbean. We swat them like flies. Yeah. You know, all the drug running boats. You can tell me we can't hit those little gunboats?
No, we hit them out in the Pacific too.
Yeah. We could get them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all we have to do is hit rewind on the satellite, right? Just hit rewind. Where did they come offshore? Okay, bam, boom, gone. Radar facilities, gone. Ballistic missiles, gone. Launchers, gone. But we're not until we have to retaliate. So that tells me factually, that's what Trump wants. One way or another, I could be completely wrong on this building supply chain and look, the billions of dollars we're making from this that we wouldn't otherwise make, shot in the arm. It's going to particularly go into those refineries. It's going to go into building into capacity, you know, both for, you know, mining, extraction, transport, every node in the system. And we don't have to print it and give it to them like we did with coal.
It does seem like a plan where you at least stabilize things. Things are still too high as far as the cost of of oil.
Way too high.
And that's a problem. But at least you have somewhat stabilized that. And that's what industry, that's what traders, stock traders want is some stability. Even if things are at an artificially high level, at least you've got some stability. And that way the markets don't panic and get you into a worse situation.
Where this gets very interesting, okay? Because what did he do? He snuck these ships through. We protected them, but we turned off our transponders. They turned off theirs as if we have to hide from Iran.
Yeah.
We never had to hide. We just blew up their radar facilities. Just blow them up. We don't need to run around, slink around like we're afraid, but we did. That's a choice, and there's a reason for that. It'll be very interesting to get the answer to this question. I think I've got it, but I'm not 100% sure. This is just the best I could come up with. And then you've got people like Steve Yates. He used to consult he was with Dick Cheney, right? So he does things the old way, the Bush way. And he's now just trying to figure this out this morning on Fox News. Listen to this. Because he's saying, look, Jay, Trump needs to take out all these facilities that let them control the strait.
I think the president may yet have to do a little bit more to secure the shoreline around the Gulf to make sure that the flow through the strait is something that is seen. One of the first rules of politics I learned from TV, so it must be true, is that it's not enough to do good. You have to be seen doing good. So we need to see that flow. We need to see that we can help move vessels through with impunity. Then the card really has been taken from the Iranians' hand, and we've shown the world that truth.
Yeah.
Now, he's right about that. I mean, that's just like what Democrats do. They want you to hear what they say, just don't look at what they do.
But in order to pretend he has to keep this straight secret from Iran because he doesn't, We have total supremacy if we want it. He also kept it secret from the markets, which resulted in higher oil prices. Why did he do that? There's a reason. I may love it, I may hate it, but there's a reason, and we don't have it yet. And let me tell you, he is just drag kicking and screaming to do this bombing. He didn't want to do it. He was saying, well, you know, no big deal. I mean, just 2 days ago, but then he got absolutely lit up by the New York Post. They compared him to Jimmy Carter and made fun of him, and Trump's not going to let that stand. So that's why the missiles are flying right now as all the military types beg Trump, please finish this. Just finish. Because they know he can do it.
I think we've reached a point where we're just going to say we're done with these guys. Having a protracted war is not the American way of war. It's a war we've been conditioned to in the last few decades where we've done things in Afghanistan or Iraq. We ought to go back to the way we did it in like World War II or World War One, and we just finished the job. Total war, obliterate them.
Yeah, that's Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. And what he's saying is, yeah, the way we did it under Bush and Obama to maximize profit for Democrat military industrial complex and Republican military industrial complex donors, we don't need to do that. We don't need two decades. We need 2 weeks. Just do it. Trump needs to do it. I get what he's doing, I think. But every day that goes by, Lee, that he doesn't, he risks an Abbey Gate. He risks those two soldiers in that Apache getting, you know, or service members in that Apache getting killed. And we can't have that. That will change the whole scenario on a dime. And it's cute. I get what he's doing, I think, but we got to end it now.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.